Welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. I have a special message for my girlies at Emberfield Rev. You guys know who you are. My message to you guys is kick ass this semester and fuck shit up academically. I appreciate you guys so much. Moving on to today's episode, this episode might trigger a lot of people. And I apologize in advance if I bring up old wounds. When I started this podcast, I wanted to talk about things the woman experience. I didn't want to talk about cute things. I wanted to talk about real life situations, things most people don't like talking about, and things people like to keep to themselves. So sometimes the episodes might be a bit heavy, but there will be days where I keep it cute. Unfortunately, today is not one of those days. In the previous episode, I spoke about how self-sabotage and attachment styles sometimes have a hand in you ruining your relationship. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how trauma experienced in past relationships affects the way you behave in relationships. I don't know if you've heard of relationship PTSD. I know a lot of people know what PTSD is, but most people don't know what relationship PTSD is. If you know what PTSD is, you already understand what relationship PTSD is. Relationship PTSD is medically known as post-traumatic relationship syndrome, but I like to call it relationship PTSD because it's easier to understand. So basically, relationship PTSD is trauma caused by abuse or events that took place in a relationship. Most of the time, people realize long after the relationship has ended that they have relationship PTSD, and it shows up when they start dating or when they get into a new relationship. Sometimes the trauma is so deep that you might think that you have healed and you've done all the work, but somehow it keeps showing up. Relationship PTSD shows up in different ways. For people who've been physically abused, it can show up as you always being scared when you get into a relationship, or you not trusting men, or automatically believing that all men are abusive, or you sabotage your relationship by expecting the man to get physical with you when you are arguing, and if the man doesn't get physical with you, you start to think that this man is not man enough because he's not abusing you like your partner. Like your ex-partner used to abuse you. And if this new man abuses you, you start to say all men are the same. Sometimes relationship PTSD shows up as you becoming violent or abusive towards your new partner whenever there's an argument. And this is not who you are, but because of the abuse that you experienced in your past relationship, you have learned that this is how you handle situations. You now think that it's normal to behave this way in a relationship. And sometimes, well, most of the time, you know that it's not normal, but you can't help but behave this way. And this is because of the trauma. A lot of women have ruined beautiful relationships and lost great partners because of relationship PTSD. It's normal to get triggered after healing because when you are in your healing era, you are single, right? So you don't get triggered and you're showing progress. But the minute you get into a relationship, you start getting triggered. It's the same thing with being emotionally or mentally abusive. I've seen people happy and healed when they are single, but the minute they get into a relationship, they go back to square one. They get triggered all over again. And this is normal. It is normal. The important thing is to know how to handle your triggers, because there will always be triggers in life and in dating. I personally think emotional and mental abuse leaves the worst wounds and trauma, because you can't pinpoint your wounds. Most people only realize their wounds and trauma when they talk about what they went through or when they get into a new relationship. When you can't pinpoint your wounds, you don't really know what you're healing. The effects of emotional and mental abuse are slow to show, but they are long-lasting. Sometimes emotional abuse is subtle. It's not always the obvious yelling and name-calling. And I think this is why it's so difficult to tell when you're being emotionally abused or mentally abused. Some of the most subtle emotional abuse tactics are gaslighting, stonewalling, and insults dressed as sarcasm and jokes. There is absolutely nothing I hate as much as being gaslighted. And let me tell you, if you think you're being gaslighted, you are definitely being gaslighted. I find it so disrespectful. I honestly believe anybody who gaslights you is insulting intelligence. And people who like to gaslight other people think they are so smart. I've also noticed that sometimes gaslighting goes hand in hand with threats and stonewalling. Sometimes when somebody gaslights you and you don't want to believe their version of events, they stop talking to you. And sometimes a person will intentionally ignore you, and when you ask them why they ignored you, they will say, no, why didn't you reach out if you saw I wasn't reaching out? And you're just there, left confused, wondering what's going on, feeling like you are the bad person. And now you're apologizing, that time this person is the one who intentionally ignored you. Gaslighting happens a lot in friendships too, and it's honestly so weird. One thing that gets to me the most is the confidence people have when they gaslight you. They are so confident in what they're doing and saying. People who come from relationships where they were constantly gaslighted develop trust issues with themselves. And this is seen in their decision making. They end up not trusting themselves. And this is what emotionally abusive people want. They want to have power over you. It's easy for someone to control you and make decisions for you when you don't trust yourself. Because half of the time, you don't know whether what you're doing is right or wrong. So you always go back to a gaslighter. Well, I know gaslighter is not a proper English word, but yeah. So you always go back to a gaslighter for advice or information, even when it's not necessary. This also affects you in your future relationships because you have learned that you can't trust yourself. So when you get into a new relationship, you are all over the place, you struggle to make decisions because of the long-lasting effects of the gaslighting you experienced in your previous relationship. The best way to deal with someone who's gaslighting you is to call them out the first time they do it. Because what you allow will continue as long as you keep allowing it. Stonewalling is another dangerous form of emotional abuse. Stonewalling is when someone refuses to communicate with you when you are trying to solve a problem in the relationship. Basically, when somebody is stonewalling you, they give you the silent treatment or they dismiss you whenever you bring up an issue. Most people who do this like to roll their eyes, they become dismissive, or they change the topic when you try to fix the issue. And I know a lot of people like to do this. If you are this type of person, I have one question for you. Are you an adult or are you a child? You can't say you're an adult in an adult relationship, having sex and doing all the things adults do in a relationship, but you behave like a child whenever there's conflict. Conflict is a part of an adult relationship. If you are behaving like this, you are the red flag, my sister, and I'm sorry to say this. Well, no, actually, I'm not sorry to say this, but you are the red flag if you are behaving like this. The after effects of being with somebody like this are that you end up being scared to bring up issues that might cause conflict in a relationship. You also start to tiptoe around the person and you suppress your anger and concern. Even in the next relationship, you will be scared of bringing up issues that you're not comfortable with because you have learned that when you do this, you get the silent treatment or your feelings are invalidated. Every time you tried to solve an issue you were met with, you always bring things up, or you don't like peace, or you like to start shit. You're met with all of those things. People stonewall because they don't want to be held accountable for their actions. Stonewalling really hurts, especially when the person goes completely silent for days on end. It's okay to ask for space to think things through, but don't go silent for days on end. Suppressing your anger and concerns is not healthy, guys, and a lot of times it will lead to you resenting your partner or resenting yourself for not standing up for yourself. And like I said, it's okay to take some time off to calm down, but being dismissive of your partner's feelings and invalidating them is abusive. Building a good relationship with yourself where you trust yourself is so important. When you trust yourself, you won't get easily manipulated and these control tactics won't work on you. Another thing that messes with your confidence and mind is dating someone who constantly makes remarks about your look or one of your body parts. It starts off as if they care about you or that they're concerned, and it might even start off as a joke. then it switches up and you start to feel like you constantly have to defend why you look the way you do. That time, you are happy and confident with who you are and what you look like. I've noticed that this mostly happens to women who are confident. The insecure guys they are dating see the confidence and try to bring them down to their level, just to humble them. And again, they do this just to control or have some power over you. When someone you love and respect starts doing this to you, you start to question your look. I was talking to someone and she was telling me how she stopped taking pictures when she was in a relationship because her partner was just negative and always found something wrong with the way she looked. There was always something wrong with her makeup and her outfit, and there was always something he had to fix. When she raised her concerns about this, he said, "I just want the best for you, that's why I'm like this." And yes, sure, sometimes your partner genuinely wants the best for you, but he doesn't have to put you down or kill your confidence. Dating somebody like this leads to body consciousness. I hope I said that right. You start being occupied with your body and physical appearance. I honestly believe men who put women down like this are conscious of their own bodies and they're insecure. If someone truly loves you and wants the best for you, they will recommend or buy you something they think will work for you instead of putting you down. Another form of abuse that can cause relationship PTSD is financial abuse. And we all know the common type of financial abuse, which is the man controlling all the money and giving you an allowance only when he feels like it. Sometimes it's a man saying that he will take care of a certain expense or bill, and then when it's time to do so, he says, "Nah, you're on your own." There's another side of financial abuse we see a lot of times when relationships end or when a couple is fighting. We see the man take back everything he has ever bought the woman. And when they do this, they cause so much drama. They involve the police, they go on social media, and they do a whole lot of weird things. And this is to humiliate and put the woman down. It's as if they want to let the world know that without them, the woman is nothing, or that they need validation from the world because the woman they have been taking care of and buying designer clothes is leaving them. I've been a victim of this, and this is the most humiliating thing you could ever experience. You literally feel like you're nothing because you don't understand how someone can treat you like a piece of shit. When this was happening to me, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a prank. I honestly thought he wasn't serious about calling the cops on me, but you know what? The cops showed up. One thing I learned from this experience was that if someone is comfortable treating other people like shit and doesn't see anything wrong with it, one day this person will also treat you like shit, because that's who they are. It's really nice having someone take care of you and do all these nice things for you. That's what love is, actually. But people these days feel entitled to people because of the things they do for them. This happened to me in my early 20s, and as I grew older, I noticed that every time I received something from a man, I would always think he's going to come back and ask for it later. Sometimes I would think that I have to be extra nice to him because he got me something just to avoid what happened in the past. When someone offered to take me shopping, we would go shopping, and when I was asked what I wanted, I would mention something I know I can afford in case I have to replace it. Other women who have experienced this go into hyper-independence mode, and this really sucks because you might end up dating somebody who wants to go 50-50, or you might end up dating somebody who wants you to pay for everything. Next thing, you are the provider or the protector in a relationship. And this is not right, because what is he there for? What is he bringing to the table? Honestly speaking, I would rather struggle by myself than struggle with a man. Because what are you doing in my life if you're not making my life easier? Anyway, now when somebody offers to take me shopping, I'm not shy, and I'm waiting for the next time somebody offers to take me shopping, I'm going to ask for a G-Wagon. With a straight face, no fear, I'm just going to say, "I want a G-Wagon." I'm kidding, I'm just kidding. Like I said, it's nice having a man who takes care of you and buys you everything that you want. But it's also important to remember that the hand that feeds you can also starve you. Obviously, not all men are like this, but it's important. find yourself completely relying on somebody's son. The longer you stay with someone who mistreats you or abuses you, the more you program and condition your brain that this is the type of love you deserve. This is why it's so difficult for people to receive genuine love after a toxic relationship. Being disappointed and hurt a lot of times or even once can cause the worst case of relationship PTSD. Naturally, when you've been hurt a lot of times, your first instinct is to protect yourself, right? To make sure that it doesn't happen again. In the process of doing this, we build up walls that make it harder for us to be vulnerable. We start to overthink a lot of things and become reactive. You also get to a point where you feel like you're not good enough and you start to question a lot of things about your love life. And again, you only realize these things when you get into a new relationship. You struggle to open up, you're overthinking, and you're ready to leave or attack at any moment. Sometimes you really want to open up and you want to get into a new relationship and try again, but you don't have the emotional capacity to do so. Wanting to be in a relationship and not having the emotional capacity to be in one can be dangerous because you might start entertaining emotionally unavailable men. Being with an emotionally unavailable man is the easiest thing on earth because you don't have to be vulnerable with them because they're also not being vulnerable with you. Everything is just surface level. You're using him to soothe your pain and fulfill your relationship desires, and he's just there enjoying the free ride. Emotionally unavailable men have nothing to lose. And I think the worst thing that can happen to you is having a child with an emotionally unavailable man. No matter how much trauma you face in a relationship, it does not define who you are and it's not your life story. Holding on to the pain is not going to work. And by holding on to the pain, I'm talking about you knowing that you have some issues to work through, but you're not seeking help or you're refusing to get help when your loved ones tell you you need to get help. By doing this, you are giving the person or people who hurt you power over your life. Yes, you didn't deserve what happened to you, but it's your responsibility to heal and to stop bleeding on other people. You don't want to wake up old one day so triggered by the things that happened in a relationship or failed marriage 20 years ago. You also don't want to look back and think to yourself how you allowed past relationship trauma to ruin relationships, how you ruined something with someone who loved you because you were still bleeding. You will not be able to turn back time. Please don't get me wrong. I am not saying you should heal so that you can get into a relationship or attract someone. I'm saying you should heal so that you can become the best version of yourself for yourself. Getting into a relationship is not a reward for healing. I just don't want you walking around with a heavy burden that you can let go of. There is life after a physically abusive relationship. There is peace after an emotionally and mentally abusive relationship. And there is strength after a financially abusive relationship. Most importantly, there is love after every failed relationship and marriage. Allow yourself to be loved. Stop holding on to the pain. I know it's easier said than done, but holding on to the pain gives power to the person or people who hurt you. While you are sitting there holding on to the pain, the person who hurt you is moving on with their life, getting married, making money, and being happy. But you are holding on to the pain. Allow yourself to live and be happy. Set yourself free from the pain of failed relationships and disappointments. Another thing, healing doesn't mean you're going to get into a great relationship after you've healed. There might be bumps and humps along the road, and that's fine, as long as you are not holding on to the pain of past relationships. The message today is, don't allow anybody to get comfortable disrespecting you, mistreating you, and abusing you. Trust yourself and know who you are. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please don't gatekeep the podcast. If you like it and it adds value to your life, please share it with your friends, family, and anyone you think might enjoy the podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the episode. I love you all. Bye for now.